The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
New signs that Amazon is betting big on driverless vehicle technology, how it's looking to shake up the future of transportation.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And new reporting shows that Amazon has created a team focused on driverless vehicle tech that would potentially help the retail giant overcome one of its biggest logistical complications and costs, delivering packages and quickly. Therefore, it's betting big on the use of autonomous vehicles that could essentially lead the way in shaking up the future of its transportation. Here with the latest details is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So autonomous tech would obviously be a huge aid to Amazon's main goal, which is to deliver packages and as quickly and efficiently as possible. What are some of the ways self-driving tech, vehicle tech, I should say, would be a game changer in this field? Because it goes beyond just cars on the road.
Right. Well, so many people in the industry think that trucking could actually be one of the first logical steps to introduce autonomous vehicles. So usually trucks are carrying big loads from kind of a point-to-point location. Frequently, they might be driving across country or doing something that might be make less sense to have a tag team of drivers doing it. And it's usually on highways instead of kind of street roads, and it's a little bit less complicated. So that's kind of one of the first things that people think might end up being a good target for that industry. Mm-hmm. And it's something where you'd see big improvements pretty quickly.
The initiative is still in its early stages. So let's talk about this specific team in place. What's the most immediate goal of this team? What are the first steps here?
Right. Well, so we found out that Amazon had formed this small team of employees to look specifically at autonomous vehicles. And right now they're not building vehicles as far as we can determine. It's more focused on kind of being a think tank, thinking about Amazon's role in shaking up transportation for the future. So that ranges from kind of autonomous trucking or getting goods from warehouse to warehouse when it comes to Amazon, to potentially even looking at cars as a delivery spot, which is something that Amazon's kind of dabbled in the past. So it does appear that there's some interest there, obviously, to tackle that space, especially considering how many packages Amazon sends out every day.
And this event that Amazon hosted, this Radical Transportation Salon, is that part of what's going on here?
We found out that Amazon, an employee there who's actually responsible for generating new ideas for the company, had sent out invitations to a lot of people in the wheeled technology space. So a lot of companies that focus on autonomous vehicles were invited to this. We're not sure exactly who ended up attending, but over Thursday and Friday, they were there in Seattle to discuss the future of transportation, what that might look like. And we know that autonomous vehicles were definitely a topic of discussion.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon's new focus on driverless technology. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So for Amazon, it's always about building out its supply chain and logistics network. That's always its big picture. It seems like this is just a part of that larger goal to shake up the entire supply chain as we know it today.
Right. Well, Amazon said that it's leasing 40 aircraft. It's bought thousands of tractor trailer hitches. They've worked on drones. That's a huge initiative. So that's something they've been doing since 2013 publicly, and they've made a lot of progress there with their first major commercial test in the UK over December, where they were able to actually make a delivery to somebody there within a few miles of their warehouse. So it's something they've had a lot of interest in. They're trying to build out a transportation network themselves, which makes a lot of sense considering how big they are.
Does this go hand in hand with the time and energy that has gone into drones? Is it because, you know, obviously it's just another type of autonomous means of transport. How does it compare to that initiative and how are things poised to progress?
Right. Well, we've been told that this team is quite small still. It was about a dozen people. And so that's substantially smaller than their drone team, which is you know, actually quite big by now and something that they're really focusing a lot of time and energy on.
So that's where the focus is, I guess, right, ultimately?
Right. It'll be interesting to see how this progresses because, obviously, autonomous vehicles is gaining a lot of traction with a lot of different tech companies. It's something everybody's kind of dabbling in. So something Amazon definitely wants a presence in as well.
It all kind of comes together. Laura Stevens, thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That will do it for this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.